Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hey, everybody, this is Jake coming to you live from Colorado today, and it's a snowy Colorado, so wherever you guys may be joining us from today, we welcome you. And those of you listening to the replay, welcome. Thank you for joining us, and you can share this with anyone and everyone, either on Facebook or on Twitter. You can join us on Facebook at Surge Nation. Again, that's Surge Nation on Facebook. You can also join us on Twitter at Surge Nations with an S. Again, that's Surge Nations with an S. And we're so glad you guys are here with us today and starting out your 2017 year here at Blog Talk Radio. So we're so grateful you guys joined us. And we hope that you guys all had a great, safe, warm, and blessed start to your New Year's. And today we're going to be talking about goal setting versus resolutions. And the reason for that is because there's two totally different definitions. And along with that, we're going to be talking about setting goals for travel as well. A lot of times there's things that we think about that are fairly logical, but then a lot of times unless we write them down and visualize them and see them, then sometimes they don't necessarily come to fruition. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that today. So again, thank you for joining us and starting us off the 2017. I apologize. We've kind of been on a hiatus for the last month or so. We had a lot of our guests who were going to be on, but a lot of them were traveling. And we've had several guests that are going to be joining us here for the new year. We have Colette Vacations. We have Princess Cruise Lines, one of the Western Region directors who's going to be with us here in the next month or so, joining us as well. But a lot of them are just like you. They've been traveling. They are still traveling for the new year, and so they're rolling out new budgets and new plans and things for their new year as well, and that is why we're going to be addressing what we're going to be addressing today and talking about that. And so we want to talk about resolutions and goal setting because there are two totally separate and different definitions for those. And many of you, I hope, have probably already started your own resolutions, already fulfilling those resolutions, but what does a resolution look like compared to a goal? And a lot of things that have to do with both of these have to do with the time frames. And as you guys know, we all set resolutions, we all set goals, and some we accomplish, some we don't. But the point of it is that if you set something, better than nothing. And, you know, what we want to do here at Surge is we want to encourage you guys to set those goals and those resolutions for what exactly you're wanting and what your desires are for 2017 when it comes to travel, when it comes to your personal life, when it comes to your professional life, whatever those cases may be, even when it comes to blending all of those together. If you've got goals that you've got set to travel, what does that look like for your personal life and your professional life, and how can you blend those all together? And it's different for all of us. We all come from different walks of life. It all depends upon how your life is panning out, whether you're single, whether you're somebody who has a significant other, whether you have kids, whether you have grandkids. Where are you at in your life? Are you almost to the point of retiring? Are you just now at the peak of your career? Are you looking for a new career? So what does all of that look like when you put it all together and you focus on it for the new year, but then also for what it's going to look like in all these in all different aspects? And so let me give you guys a definition here on what the key differences are between goals and resolutions. A goal is a desire. A goal is a desired result that a person wishes to achieve. It is a target that a person wants to reach. It is an endpoint of where a person sees himself or herself after a certain period of time. Okay, so that's for a goal. A resolution actually has various different definitions. It is used in various and different fields, including technology, audio, imaging, logic, law, and resolutions that we make at New Year's, typically, is how we do that. In most cases, resolution refers to a decision that was made to keep. Goals and resolutions are two words that are often confusing for many people, specifically during New Year's, what we all just went through and what we're still going through since we're in the first week of the new year. The objective of a New Year resolution is to make some changes in a person's life. However, many people end up setting goals instead of resolutions, which they still end up breaking. And we all do that. We all go through that. And again, it has to do with what I explained earlier, where your life sits and how life changes on a regular basis. Goals differ from resolutions in many ways. Many people do not realize the distinction between goals and resolutions, as they are really similar. Both include making some changes or following a different pattern from what a person has been doing now. However, they differ in terms of duration and what exactly they are. Let's explain them individually first. So here's what a goal is and a resolution. A goal is a desire, is a desired result that a person wishes to achieve. Again, it is a goal, or a goal is a desired result that a person wishes to achieve. It is a target that a person wants to reach. It is in an endpoint of where a person sees himself or herself after a certain period of time. Goals can be short-term or they can be long-term. Short-term goals are goals that are placed after a small amount of time, while a long-term goal requires a life-altering decision. A person can also set personal goals as well as professional goals, which I talked about earlier. I highly recommend, as I've gotten older, I highly recommend personal goals, professional goals. I have travel goals as well, so I have a third category. And with all of those, I put those in separate columns, and then I learn or I dictate how I'm going to blend those together and what that looks like for me. And I hope that you guys do that as well. So when it comes to short-term goals, the goals that are placed after a small amount of time, while long-term goals are requiring a life-altering decision, which I said earlier. A personal goal includes a vision for personal things. This can be such as marriage, having children, a home, a dream home, building a home. Professional goals are related to a professional aspect of life, such as a job, a career, possibility of moving, and so on and so forth. So those are that's a definition of a goal. A resolution actually has various different definitions. It is used in various different fields, including technology, audio, imaging, logic, law, and resolutions that we can make at New Year's, which I mentioned earlier. In most cases, resolution refers to a decision that was made to keep. In terms of audio and image, it refers to the quality of the audio clip or the image. Resolutions made at New Year's are promises to live better or a healthier life. It seems as a way to make changes in a current way of living, an attempt to live a better life or a fuller life, which we are all shooting for typically. It's bungled up in different ways, but that's the gist of it. Many people make resolutions on New Year's, but according to research, more than 80% of people fail at keeping their resolutions. Resolutions require making long-term changes and requires putting even more effort to maintaining them. So when it comes down to it, you guys, I have another show that I discussed this on earlier this week on Monday, and one of the things that I want to pass along to you guys that I do is I set weekly goals, and those weekly goals are broken down to daily. And the reason for that is two different reasons. One is life happens. No matter what happens, you guys, within the next hour to tonight, there are many different things that in your life are going to happen, and in my life as well. And here in Colorado in particular, just to use it as an example, within the next 24 hours, life for me is going to change quite a bit because I've got appointments that I'm going to be at this afternoon and tomorrow morning, and with those appointments is going to come the adjustment for the weather because we're expected to get quite a bit of snow. Now, it could be spot on that we get the amount of snow that they've predicted. It may not. Living here in Colorado, it's always unpredictable, to say the least. The point is that I have things that are prepared for both circumstances, for different ways of how things are going to work. So I'm prepared for if there is a lot of snow and I have delays. I'm also prepared for if there's not that much snow and I'm good to go on my time. So that's kind of how things are going to work out. But I'm planning on both circumstances just in case, and so that I can prepare for the best and for the worst. So when I have weekly goals, those weekly goals are broken down to daily goals. Okay. I also have monthly goals, which extend out to quarterly goals, And then I have goals that are 6 months, a year, 3 years, and 5 years. Now, when it comes to some of those goals, they're very specific. Obviously, my goals during the week and the daily goals are goals that are very specific because they need to be. I need to be here at this time. I need to put aside this amount of money for this trip. Those kinds of things. And I need to do that within this week or, you know, the ultimate goal that I'm shooting for, that I'm seeking, is not going to come to fruition unless I am able to start doing that now, saving now, planning now. Many of you who have jobs that are just at a job on a regular basis, you know that you need to let your boss know or let your company know now that you would like to take a vacation for spring break, that you would like to take time off for the summer. Now, one of the things that gets thrown into our life is a lot of times as we get older, or you may have a circumstance with a family member, that someone gets sick or someone ends up getting diagnosed with something that changes and alters everything. And here's the main reason why I want to bring this up, you guys. I want to talk about travel goals here in a few, but one of the biggest things I want you guys to understand that I've learned over the years, and I'm sure many of you have too, is that if you have nothing out there, you do not have a sheet or you do not have a form, you do not have a vision board of what your goals are, and in a lot of cases, resolutions, what you have for yourself, you are aiming at nothing. It is so important to understand how things are. And, you know, starting out the new year is because it's a new year. You may decide to start off your new year at the end of January, the middle of March. Whatever your life requires is what you may seek. The point is that if you have nothing to look at, it has to be written down. It has to be up on your mirror, in your bathroom, in your kitchen, in your car. If you do not have that, you are aiming at nothing. And so what happens then? Well, that's where the term life happens. That's where that came from, is because if you do not have your life visualized, if you do not have your goals set and your plans in place, you're going to be going all over the place. And we all know that from school. Growing up in school, we know that from our personal or our lives with our parents and our friends and family. Everyone here on this call and listening to the replay knows someone who did not set goals in their life or did not set resolutions or any kind of planning. And so at a certain time in our lives, when those plans are not set, all of a sudden life just quote-unquote happens. And it ends up being a train wreck. It ends up being, you know, all kinds of different things. But the main thing that I've seen from a lot of people, I had an example this last year. I had a good friend of mine who was diagnosed with cancer. And her cancer was at the first stage, so that was good. But for a set amount of 3 months, that was set. There was 3 months where she was going to be needing to apply herself to herself physically, mentally, and spiritually. She was going to have to mingle with doctors and nurses and people to help her with her situation. She has a husband and a family to take care of and to take care of her. So all of that changed. But here's one of the things that I can say is just such a blessing to know about her. She has goals in her life. She has always been somebody to write those down and fulfill them. And so when the 3 months of her life were disrupted, she was still able to stay on task with her life and with what she wanted to do. And they've got a big trip planned here in April. They're not going to miss that for any reason. Whether it's physical, mental, whatever the case is, they are set. And the reason why is because she had it all written down. She always plans. And that's how she attacks life. And so she's one of the greatest examples I have. So all of you have an example in your life. You may be that example of someone who's able to set goals and make sure that you stick to those. And when life happens, is when life happens, and it doesn't disrupt what you have set. It may delay things. It may cause things to be altered a little bit or go off path or task a little bit. But the thing is that all of that can stay focused and can stay on target as long as you have those written down. So along with this part of the discussion, make sure that any encouraging words, any type of goals that you need to set or any kind of tasks that you have for the day or for the week, make sure that you have those written down. That's a must. If you need to have them written down or copy and pasted in several different technology forms, then do that on your phone, on your computer, or whatever. But also have those written down in your handwriting or typed out or printed out, however, and post it in the places that you spend more than 5 minutes. I always recommend more than 5 minutes because 5 minutes or more gives you time to do what you're doing and then look at what you've posted. So in the bathroom, in your car, oh my gosh, in your car you could be there for an hour, right? So in your car, in your bathroom, in your kitchen, okay? If you're spending time in your kid's room at night doing homework or reading or at your kitchen table, have those posted somewhere or have them in a folder that you may open up and be looking at those while you're helping your kids out. Whatever the case may be, the reiteration and the repetition is what makes all the difference in the world. And so I hope you guys understand that. And if you've done it before, fantastic. If you've tried it and it hasn't worked, all I recommend is that make sure you take a good look at what you've written down. And then on top of that, make sure that you give it a chance. I don't know if you guys have ever heard the saying, you hear it from a lot of people who are motivational speakers and things like that. And what's interesting about it is that it's anywhere from 20 to 30 days. I give it that time frame because everybody kind of predicts it differently. And it depends on what you're looking to accomplish as far as the habit. But 20 to 30 days to make a habit. So in other words, you have to repeat something 20 days to 30 days in a row in order to make something a habit. And you guys all know habits that we started from getting up and showering or showering at night or brushing your teeth or making your lunch or breakfast or coffee, okay? There's repetition in all of those things. And so it takes 20 to 30 days to turn something into a habit. And you have to continue to work on it. It's not just that easy, and it doesn't just stick after that. It just becomes a habit that you can continue as long as you choose to do that. All right, you guys. So one of the other things I want to go into is talking about several different steps of what it takes to set goals. And these are going to be bullet points on things that you need to have as part of the category for the goals. Okay? The first one is a goal for your career. Again, a goal for your career. Number two is a financial goal. Is your financial goal. Number three is your education. Again, your education. Okay? How much are you going to learn about your job? Are you going to go back to college? Are you going to go to a school where you're actually learning a particular trade? Number four is your family. Whether you are going to start a family, you have a family, you have family to take care of, what is the goals that you have set for your family? Your artistic goals. Do you want to achieve any artistic goals? Do you want to learn how to play the guitar? Do you want to learn how to paint? Do you know, what does that look like to you? So let's see, that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number six is your attitude. What is your mindset? What holds you back? What fears do you have? What are you confident about? What are you not confident about? So your attitude. You can read something repetitiously to yourself in front of your bathroom mirror before you get ready or as you're getting ready for work every day that improves your attitude as you head out into the world. Number seven is your physical goals. How old are you? What would you like to accomplish? Are you looking to eat healthier? Are you looking to lose weight? Are you looking for all the above? Number 8 is a pleasure goal. You have to instill in your mind that you deserve goals that are pleasurable, meaning I'm going to take this amount of time every day to do this. You may spend time reading the Bible. You may spend time reading inspirational quotes. You may spend time with Dani Johnson online, where she's talking to you about motivational things. Whatever that is, it may be simply, I had a client of mine who loved to tie flies. He's a fly fisherman. So tying flies was a great opportunity for that pleasure time, that pleasure goal that he set for himself once a week. And then the last one is public service goal. This has having to do with serving, serving only. That is either philanthropy-wise, that is working at a food bank, working at a clothing bank, working at both, going and serving at your church, going and serving your local chapter. There's also vet places. There's hospitals. There's all kinds of things you can do in serving. Okay? So what does that look like to you? And figure that out and set that as a goal. That's very, very important. Okay, you guys. So the last part I want to talk about is figuring out your travel desires and planning your first trip. Now, this has to do with every trip that you're going to take, but this is something about setting goals and preparing. Now, many of you, whether you're single, whether you're married, whether you're retired, in 2016, I know many people were planning on traveling and moving to Canada. Okay, I'm just joking, but that was the truth for some people, all right? So when it comes to planning on moving to Canada, when it comes to planning on traveling anywhere, whether you're going to be stateside or whether you're going to be out of the country or even traveling from California to Hawaii or Florida to Puerto Rico, whether you're going to be leaving the United States, maybe you might travel as far as Australia or something like that. Whatever you do and however that came about, you have to have goals and you have to make a plan. Okay? So when it comes to being a travel professional, these are 6 different steps that I go over with my clients all the time on a regular basis. And you can add into these steps different things to do and more details to them, but these are the 6 steps that we plan on from the very beginning. We set as a goal. And then with this comes the goal setting that you're going to do for yourself, for your friends, for your family. If you are a travel professional yourself, travel blogger, a foodie who's going to be traveling, whatever the case may be, these are 6 steps that will help. They're very simple, but also they're going to be steps that you're going to actually set yourself for your own profession and your own time. So number 1 is choose your destination, whatever that may be. And like I said, it can simply be a road trip. We have a lot of people here in Colorado that are that were planning on and still planning on traveling to the mountains, which is just either a train ride, a bus, a van, or in their own car up to the mountains this weekend, because this weekend is supposed to be warm. Now, we're going to have dealt with the snow the last few days, but they're planning on traveling. So it may just be a road trip. But choose your destination and then all the details that go with that. Number 2 is find out how to get there, which I just explained. Number 3 is determine a time to go. That may be 24 hours. It may be 16 months from now when it comes to a cruise or a tour. So number 4 is find the best card option. And what I mean by that is that's technically how you're going to be paying. So whether you're going to be paying, you know, a lot of times with a credit card or whatever the case may be, you may be going by a local travel agency. Whatever the case is, you need to find the best card. And here's why, you guys. Just this last weekend, over the holidays, I had somebody who traveled, and they took the one credit card that they should not have taken because of the way that it was set up in their bank account and the way that it accumulated points for them. It was just the most ironic thing, because they took a different set of cards, and the one that they wanted and they should have taken, they forgot. They were able to use their other ones, but they had a delay on quite a few things. So find your best card option. So look at your credit cards or look at the card you're going to be paying with or your bank account. Find out what is going to be your best option and why. Now, number five is open an account to earn points. So you can have a card that you use from your bank or from your financial institute that allows you to accumulate or earn points. I always recommend that. And almost every card that's out there representing almost every financial institute, and that's not only here in the United States but abroad. My family happens to use Bank of America, and Bank of America and U.S. Bank, both of those, and there's different accumulation points for travel and booking things with those cards. So look into the details of that and make sure that you apply what fits you best. And you can Google those things, you guys, and find things very easily. Okay? So again, that's one thing that you want to do. Make sure you give yourself time. Number six is plan your trip details. Okay? That's going to be everything from your excursions to your main trip. So whether you're going to be going on a cruise, where you're going to be porting, where you're going to be landing if you're traveling by air, you know, what options do you have? If you're going to be taking a tour, how much of the tour is a tour itself, and how much can you go off and do on your own, if anything? What are the dinners like? Are you going to be staying with host families? Or are you going to be staying in a hotel? Those kinds of things. So plan out all those details. Okay. The last couple things I want to leave you guys with when it comes to these things is make sure that your passports are up to date. If your passport is going to expire within 6 months of your departure, again, if your passport is going to expire within 6 months of your departure, you need to get a new passport. Every time you travel, you need to make sure that you have the option of possibly getting a visa. If you're going to be doing philanthropy, if you might be working a little bit, some places you can't work at all, so you need to check the visa requirements. Make sure your passport's updated. Everybody's passport that you're traveling with, the same couple that went this last holiday, they also ended up having one passport that had expired. Okay? So make sure your passports are valid, any kind of visas, and then last but not least, make sure that you have travel insurance. That is extremely important. Travel insurance can turn a trip from a nightmare into a blessing, and it covers everything, and it will take care and provide for you or you and your family, whatever the case may be. Okay? All right, you guys, so with that, I want to thank you guys so much for being here today. We hope and pray that you guys had a blessed start to your new year, and we hope and we will keep you in our thoughts and prayers that the rest of this week into the new year is positive, fulfilling, you're able to set your goals and accomplish those, and you're able to bless those around you. So thanks again for being here, you guys. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. Thank you for joining us for the first Blog Talk Radio show of the year. We can't thank you enough for being here. Please go to Blog Talk Radio or go to Surge Nation, I'm sorry, on Facebook, and Surge Nations on Twitter, and share this if you would like. And we hope to see you guys again next Wednesday, same time, same station. Take care, everybody. Goodbye, and God bless.